Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of gay culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima.
So, what's on our menu for today?
For our menu for today, we are going soft today. Mm. We're going to be in our feels for this episode, but before anything else, don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at SDSPodPH on Twitter. You can send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Join a Telegram community. Everything is linked down below. Okay, as I said.
Okay, we're going soft.
We're going soft.
We're going soft like tofu.
Yes, girl. So, in today's episode, I wanted us to talk about why we fangirl. Because we want to discuss the notion that while K-pop or being a fan in general is seen as quote-unquote immature or just a phase, as K-pop fans, especially us here, like the three of us here at Spill the Soju, who has proven that you know, that really isn't...
It's not a phase.
Yes, it's not a phase. Diba? And with that, what still keeps us here even after more than a decade? So that's what that's what I want us to unpack, you know, for today's episode.
Okay.
I told them before recording, while I was writing this, I was coming from a very soft, fond place. So, as I said, it's going to be in our feels. And hopefully those listening can maybe relate or, like, you know, realize a few things about themselves while listening to this episode. So are you ready, girls?
Yes. I'm ready for my heart to melt.
I'm ready to cry.
Yes.
All right. So first, let's start with, you know, new season. Maybe other people are just first time lang nila mag-tune in here in Spill the Soju. So I want...
Hello, guys.
Hey, welcome. Yes, hello. Hey. So I want us to start with sharing with the listeners how long we've been fans, you know.
Updated version.
Yes.
You go first, Ashley, from the longest.
Oh my gosh. So I have been a fan since 2006 to 2008. Like within those 2 to 3 years, I was already transitioning into becoming a K-pop fan.
Ooh.
So
okay.
Yeah, definitely way more than a decade.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Kids.
Okay, sige. Ako, technically, ako yung, diba?
Mm.
Ako yung last sa ating tatlo.
Mm.
As of this year, as of 2023, 14, oh my God!
14?
14 years! So, 2009, officially 2009. But Chelsea was trying to get me to like
2008. Yeah, so that makes me 15 years.
Hi! Yes.
Teenagers.
Ikaw ba 2007?
2008. So just 1 year. But oh my gosh. So
oh my gosh.
Teenagers na. K-pop.
Teenagers na tayo sa K-pop. No, you know, one time I was just when I was also contemplating about my life as a K-pop fan, I just realized that I am now my lifespan, like my whole life, I'm halfway, more than halfway through my life tapos K-pop fan.
Diba?
Like mas marami ng years na K-pop fan ako sa buhay ko. Gets ba?
Diba? Yeah, I get it. So
like
literal, cause it's like so long, like how we're in our 20s already, and our K-pop life is in a teenage phase.
It's teens. Yes.
So more than half
no
of our lives.
Pa.
More than half of our lives.
If you would like to shame us, please don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, so we've been in K-pop for that long. So I think we have some credibility for this topic. Kasi nga, diba? Teenagers na ang K-pop life namin. So, yeah, next question that I want to ask, who are our comfort groups? Comfort idols. Okay. Yeah, Yan.
Yes. Well, I guess it depends on the generation where we were in. So, for me, it changes depending who's the active generation at the moment. So, of course, back then, I was... when I first got into K-pop, it was the second gen. So it's like Tumbang Shinki, Rain, and everything like that. And then, of course, there's also Sony Shide, Super Junior, SHINee. Of course, I started with SM, so a lot of those idols were my comfort idols back then. And then you have the third gen, EXO. EXO. And then, right now, fourth gen is Treasure. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Ako naman, I think, well, it goes without saying that my bias groups are, yeah. I mean,
yes. Your comfort idols. Yes. Yeah.
My comfort groups. Kasi, why would I like them if they don't give me that sense of comfort or happiness? Diba? But yeah, aside from SHINee and Seventeen, which is already given, another idol that I really find comfort in is IU.
Oh,
like just everything she's gone through, and then
her story, you know, and everything.
Her story and same. Like, young stories, her friends niya and everything, but she still manages to smile and she still manages to just be her and just do her music and still act so beautifully and magnificently. So yeah. I really like her. She, like, she gives me comfort whenever I watch content about her.
Yeah. For me, yeah, aside from the usual bias groups, Big Bang, EXO, Treasure, every other second gen group.
Second gen.
Yeah. To be honest, second gen, yes.
Every other second gen
except
group.
Yung mga naging rogue.
Is it? Tama. Yung
sa EXO.
Stop. I wrote this after while thinking of EXO, okay? But yeah, second gen groups, of course, kasama na dyan, SHINee, Sonu Shide. Like, it's, you know, those groups we're in, I just know I'll have a good time while watching content.
Yes.
Na I don't even need to, they don't even need to be my bias group. B2B. Oh my gosh.
B2B. Yes.
B2B. Oh my gosh. Like those groups. Yun ang comfort groups ko. Yeah, aside from the bias groups, which, you know,
just
yun
second
nga.
Gen.
SHINee. My goodness.
SHINee. Well,
SHINee. Yes. You know.
Like anytime, like I just see even old videos. Like sobrang unhinged nila. Actually, you know what? Like, yeah, I agree. Second gen. Them being unhinged.
Yeah, until now. until now. Like,
wala
ngayon,
nakapigil sa
when I see how second gen idols behave now, or like back then, sabi ko, oh my gosh, they'll be so canceled.
They are, as in.
But katuwaan lang, you know? So, yun ang binabalikan ko. It's mostly just second gen and like how unhinged they are. And of course, EXO. EXO talaga.
I knew you were gonna say EXO. I wanna say na EXO. Even though like...
Yun nga.
Yeah. Even though... I kind of drifted away from them because of all those things. I still find myself listening to them and watching old content of EXO. Tas palagi talaga, like, ano talaga sa akin sila? They have a very special place in my heart. Kasi nga, one of the things that I found while I was liking EXO was you guys, diba? We found each other. Oh, yeah.
So
we found each other. Pero no, seryoso.
Totoo naman.
Our friendship started with EXO.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yung mga ganong bagay, like the way those groups affected my life, like impacted our lives. So, those thoughts bring me comfort.
More on that later.
More on that later.
Yeah, so, yun nga, parang iba-iba talaga yung tingin natin ng glimpse ng, like, our perspective on, like, comfort idols. But I think, you know, yung iba, like, just sense of relief for them, like, others sense of strength and motivation. But others, it's just, parang, it's just like coming home. Ganun yung, like, different ways to interpret comfort groups and comfort idols. But, yeah, yun ang top of mind natin. So, next naman, how different were your views from K-pop when we, you know, when we started versus how it is now? Because it, mind you, that was a different generation, second gen.
Oh,
yon.
Yes.
Ngayon,
oh my gosh.
Ngayon, feel ko lang, hindi na fourth gen, feel ko 4.5, fifth gen na eh. So,
kasi like after pandemic, parang ano.
Like a different breed. So, how different were you? Well, also keep in mind our age. So,
Yeah.
A lot of things to consider, but how, still, I feel like some people were in the same place as we were before, you know. Mm-hmm. So how different was it? So dun tayo sa before, Ash. Dun muna tayo sa before.
Oh, well, simply put, like before, it was just very casual. It was just something for fun, something to watch at after a school day back at home and everything like that. But now, of course, as we matured, my views about it matured as well. The older I got, the more I put meaning into a lot of things that I've experienced with K-pop. And it really goes also how you see comfort. Like, if you see comfort as a sign of, you know, strength or something like that, the older you get and you're still in K-pop, the more you use it as a safe haven, the more you use it as a source for something that would help you when you have a hard day and things like that. Like, I remember every time I had to study for a big test, I would always choose very specific K-pop songs that I would listen to because, one, it's not going to mess with my head because it's not English lyrics. So whatever I'm reading in English, it's not gonna...
Just not Ring Ding Dong, though. That's
exactly. I was gonna say. I was just waiting for her to finish.
Yeah, so just like, it's just... something that I found worked for me, and that's because, you know, growing up with K-pop, you learn how to assimilate it into your life.
Mm.
So, of course, before, it's just like nothing. Before, you would think it's just a phase, but the more you're into it, it's not.
Yeah. Same with Ash, but yung sa akin, like, at first, casual nga lang, and then I was more of a fangirl, if you know what I mean. Like, oppa!
Yes!
Cheers to that. Uh-oh.
Like when, like Shiny, as in, I used to have like my Korea, I'm sorry, I had a Korea buffet.
We all had it. There was no escape.
But we all had like that. Era. I had that era na para, oh my gosh, I was like super delusional na para, oh my gosh, when they meet me, they're gonna love me so much.
Yeah. We're gonna have that moment. Gonna.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, alam mo yung mag-go sa slow motion yung buong mundo.
Yeah. Tapos
mag-go sa mag-meet yung eye niya sa, ano, sa sea.
Yes.
Emin, hi. Welcome back. I think it's welcome time. Anyway, so, I was very, yun nga, surface level fangirl. And I had all these posters up. I mean, I still have merch up right now. But alam mo yung, like, yung feelings ko noon, it was because I found them pogi.
Yes.
It was because I found them, ano, like, attractive, like, all that. Yeah. But as I grew and, like, yun nga, realized, hindi mo realized, pero parang as I grew up na din, dun ko na ano na, nagkakaroon na ng line na parang, okay, these people, I look up to them. But now, I use them as motivation to reach my goals in life. Na parang, I see them reaching their goals, I want to do that for myself
too. Yeah.
And I actually have this thing na parang, the moment I graduate, quote-unquote, from K-pop is when, ano na, parang, I have achieved like what I want to do for myself. Kasi parang K-pop is it's still something that I find to be an escape for, you know, whenever I'm having like episodes, all that stuff, na parang I still find myself looking to K-pop to like make myself feel better. And I want to graduate quote unquote from K-pop because I want to be self. Ano yun? Ano yung self, ano? Yung parang satisfied na ako sa life ko. Parang ganun. So, yeah, I'm working towards that. But again, graduating, quote-unquote, from being a K-pop fan isn't a bad thing for me. It's like, I want it because I already got what I want for myself.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to escape from anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, so, for me, before, same. Ako, hindi ako casual lang. I'm sorry. I wasn't casual. Mm. I was in it. Like, I was all in. I needed to know. where they were going. Oh my gosh, they landed. I need airport photos. You know?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Tumblr.
Oh, they entered the building. Oh, they exited the building. Great news.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Tumblr era. Start of Twitter.
Yeah.
That was me. Like, I would spend my whole summer. I remember just spending a whole summer just watching variety
K-pop
shows.
K-pop swirl.
No, girl, let's not unpack that here.
No, because that's...
Kasi true. Stop. Okay, what?
No, I just want to say that it's... I have proof that Chelsea... well, Chelsea and I.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we had like the shared Tumblr before.
Yeah, just to repost
K-pop. Ashley, but first letter din ang name niya A. Tapos it was just K-pop and we would like change the layout, ganyan-ganyan, we would reblog. Like walang... We were sa isa araw na walang nagre-reblog.
Oh. And then for one whole, we all felt like IT, you know, students. Like the codes, HTML and stuff.
HTML.
Basic.
CSS.
But yeah, that was me. Like, it was, yeah, I was super involved. Like, in it.
Invested.
There you go. Because as a fan, you know, as a young kid, you know, a girl in high school, in grade school, there's nothing else to occupy myself with na interesting. And that's where K-pop filled the void in. And I think in general, hindi lang K-pop, in any fandom, in any, that's, you know, you find that sense of purpose, that sense of community, where you choose to stay, like the fangirl or fanboy with. So that was us as... If based from previous episodes, you can kind of see our planners were filled with prints.
Oh my gosh. I still have my planners.
I still have mine too. Of just,
like, I have cutouts.
It's not even planner. It's just a collage of K-pop photos.
Yes.
Polinian that we diary. Printed
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Our diary.
Our diary is from school. Yung bigay pa ng school, diba? So... That's how we were when we were young. That's my, you know. But now, okay, now we touched up on before. But now, how are your views for K-pop?
Now, what I'm doing basically is I'm healing my inner child. Like that's how I approach K-pop right now, 'cause the things that I couldn't buy, the things I couldn't do while I was growing up as a K-pop fan, the merch, the concerts outside the country, those were things that I could never do before because now I'm giving it to myself na parang, okay, this time you're able to do it. I think it's time for you to heal your inner child and make her happy. And how I see K-pop right now is parang, ano yun? Parang, I'm not sure what you mean by views, pero I view it as something na hindi parang it's deeper now for me. Ang K-pop for me, it's way deeper. It's not just I am pogi ng bias ko, I am pogi ng buong grupo. Para kasi even though I don't consume as much content as I used to, like before, like you said, Chelsea, lahat ng pwedeng content na ilabas ng grupo, I would consume talaga. And I used to do that even like years ago nung nagsta-start pa lang 17. But now, even though I don't watch Gose, even though I don't watch every episode na lumalabas na mga behind the scenes nila sa sobrang saturated na ng content ngayon,
uh-uh.
I still feel the same love for them. Like, yun, parang I don't have to justify my love for K-pop anymore because it's already natural at this point. For me. That's how I view me being a K-pop fan now.
Got it. Nice. Yeah. Call Ash.
Thanks, kid. Back to you, Ash.
Back to you, Ash.
Oh my gosh. I think it's pretty similar to what I mentioned earlier, how similar to also what Ate Katie said, that my view of K-pop is definitely deeper now. But what contrasts my view from hers is that I never really saw it as an escape, because I felt like I was pretty head on with my life. Instead of using it as an escape, I used it as a tool. I used it as something that I bring along with me, and it has always just been a safe haven that I don't necessarily have to escape to, but it's always something that I can just come back to. It's like a home than an escape. When I also said it's deeper now, it's also because what I've been finding in K-pop before is way different than what I'm finding in K-pop now. Of course, before, oh my gosh, Poggy, oh my gosh, ang cute niya. And like, things like that. But now, I just find things that heal my soul, heal my, you know, something that I can make the most out of my time. Even just watching funny moments, videos and things like that, making me laugh, that's already healing my soul. And, you know, that's one way to put it. Some, for other people, it may not be that deep. But if your soul is just so tired, you know, yeah, like, you're so tired from work, you're tired from school, you just want to relieve yourself out of anything, that's K-pop. That's, you know, that you get to laugh about it, you get to release it, you get to vent everything okay. out. So yeah, that's how I see K-pop now.
Yeah, I all retweet all of that. And
copy paste.
Reblog.
Yeah.
Re-blog.
Oh no, reblog. Whoa. But for me, I think it's the same for all of us, that we're not as wide-eyed and amazed at everything that's happening as we were before. Now, if anything, we're like jaded and scarred and, you know, after everything,
we're more wise, let's face it,
it hasn't all just been rainbows and unicorns through this whole K-pop journey. In fact, the amount of times we've been hurt over and over,
right,
hindi siya, you know, it's you can't
like
discount
you guys,
that.
Oh my gosh, I can't. I wouldn't have survived. Oh my god.
You too. Oh yours too. God. I mean, ang daming many things have happened that we experienced that I for sure wouldn't have thought I'd be so affected by. But I think it's helped me rin grow as a person. Yes. Because, of course, the happy moments are there. But even in the sad moments, and you're like, you're hurt, and you know, ang dami talaga,
guys. Dun ka matetest eh. I mean, hindi naman, it's not like test. Pero parang dun ka maano na parang marirealize ka. Parang, ano ba, am I really?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like, diba? Yeah, dun mo may isip na, oh wow, they really mean so much to me. For me to, you know. For me to
stay.
For me to stay. And like,
like, parang maano mo dun na kung gaano, hindi mo sa kung gaano ka babaw, pero kung gaano mo nga talaga kaano yung nararamdaman.
And
I just feel like K-pop just made us more aware. Not wide-eyed and surprised, but aware of things. Like, before,
it's true.
Things like sexualization, cultural appropriation, you know, world things.
Yes.
You never really
racism.
Think that you would racism and, you know, all those things. You wouldn't think at the start that you would learn a lot about those things in K-pop.
Yeah.
But you do.
But you do. And like, as we said, as we grow, we know that more and more K-pop is becoming, it's like, for me, business. It's an industry and all of that, but still, despite that, for all of us, despite knowing that, despite knowing their tactics and all of that, capitalism. the fact that we know that, and still, it just means that there really is something more to this whole fangirl life than just as it is. So, ayun siya, di ba, Bongga?
Yeah.
So,
deep dive.
Deep dive talaga. So, with that, with us knowing all of that, the next question for me is, for you guys, is why do you think you're still a fan up to this day? I mean, there are the number of times we could have just packed up and left. Gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonder why.
But we're still here. So, let's, you know, this...
Yes.
Go. Parang talaga
mapapaisip. Let's pick our brains.
Let's pick our brains. Go, Ash.
I guess the way I see it is that you're not born a fangirl. Because fangirling doesn't precede anything. It's more like an effect of a beautiful encounter with something, with someone. So it's an encounter that resonates with you. And the only thing that you can do about it is to admire it, love it, learn from it, be inspired by it, comforted by it, or even challenged by it from afar. That's what fangirling is. Because sometimes these people, you will never in your lifetime, sometimes, sadly, you'll never know them in person. You'll never get to, you know, be a personal part of their lives, but they are yours. And that's why I said it's an encounter that you experience from afar. And you know, yeah, that's how I see fangirling. And I guess that's why I still am a fangirl until today, because you don't have to, you know, physically be there with that person, but you are sending your love and support from afar, which is doable. Something that we all can do no matter where we are in the world. But yeah, like I guess it's also because I'm the type of person who loves bringing all the things she learned from every encounter in every step of her life. So like I said, fangirling is an effect of a beautiful encounter. My encounters with these two beautiful women in front of me, like my best friends.
Hi!
Like, without K-pop, they wouldn't be in my life. So I guess it's the connection. It's also the connection with everything and everyone. All the perspectives and values that I have, a lot of them came from K-pop. All the important people that I have in my life, a lot of them I met through K-pop. So, yeah, things like that. And who knows what more I'll be able to receive in the future with K-pop, especially since K-pop right now is evolving.
Oh,
so, yeah.
At a very fast rate. Yeah, me naman. Why am I still... I actually ask myself this a lot.
Well, diba?
Yeah, diba? I ask myself this na parang...
Why am I still dito pa? Here? Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, kasi, you know those moments na parang people... I mean, I luckily have never experienced na parang... You're already at your age. Why are you still a K-pop? Why are you still like K-pop? I've never experienced like anyone asking me that. Oh God, if I will, baka masuntok. Char. Depende yan. But I was like, I realized na parang wala naman kasi talagang age like to stop liking K-pop or like anything that you like for that matter. Anime, kahit ano man yan. Like,
yes.
There's no limitation as to until when you like whatever you like, diba? For me, I think the short answer as to why I'm still a K-pop fan is dahil meron pang feelings. Like my spark.
My spark!
Photo card!
Nandun pa yung fire.
Yeah. Pero my spark pa kasi K-pop sa akin. And it's still something that makes me happy. It's still something that gives me joy. And I don't think there's a reason for me to stop liking it. Just because I'm older now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like what we said kanina, the way we like K-pop now is not surface level na parang, oh God, ang pogi nila. Of course, there are still those moments.
May ganun pa rin. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And ang galing sumaya, ang galing kumanta. Oh, naman, syempre, hello. Pero, alam mo yung hindi na siya yun yung reason kung bakit tayo nandito. Kung bakit ako fan. So, parang, it goes deeper na. Like Ashley said, the connections I've met, you guys, our friends, na if any of our audience see my vlogs sa TikTok, like, we meet up with each other constantly, even our high school friends. Like, me and Chelsea just met up with our batchmates from senior year, high school ha. Recently, and we all also got together because of EXO specifically. parang those connections, those friends that we've made along the way because of K-pop, why? And then it like, and the thing is, the friends we've made along the way, the friendship now, this it goes beyond K-pop now. It's not just mm-hmm. because of K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something special, like Ashley said, talaga. So that's, I think that's the reason why I'm still a fan right now. Aside from the feels.
I'll save my deeper answers for the next question. But
okay.
For yung mababaw na question,
yung mababaw
na sagot for this answer for me is because there's still so much to see. I mean, and there's, well, also, selfishly, it's because my groups are still active. So...
I know not everyone has that, you know, privilege.
Yeah, I know not.
And we feel for you.
Yes.
We are. So, we feel so for
you. Yeah, point blank, that's why. It's because, you know, the people that got me here in the first place are still promoting, are still around. And even if I don't need to know what everything that they're doing, it's still nice. You know, my excitement pa rin. Oh, they released something new. There's still something new for me. And, you know, it's, you know, sobrang babaw. But for the deeper question, I can tie it in with the next question, which you guys can answer then after, which is, how has K-pop saved you? So, okay. Okay, good. Well, for me rin kasi, it's K-pop now. I'm sure both of you can also agree. It's a motivation, inspiration. Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at idols, hindi na sila parang, oh my gosh, jowahin mo ko. Which,
yeah,
still valid. I mean.
It's valid, guys.
It's valid.
Yes, it is.
But if going past that, it's more, wow, there's so much that I want for myself that I see in that person.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Diba? Like, from this person, I see how motivated they are. I see how inspired mm-hmm. they are. I see how they inspire others around them. And yun ang, I mean, of course, the first mm-hmm. initial reaction is, oh my gosh, pogi, ang ganda, ganon. But then there's also like, why do I look up to this person so much?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
I see exactly. that. And then another is relief. Like, honestly, I'm not joking. We're in my saddest days when I watch a K-pop video. It just brings a smile to my face. Like, sobrang pagod from work. You know this, case, you know this, Ash. Like, days wherein you just wreck your brains out. Like, you didn't even have to move. You were just sitting the whole day. But pagod na pagod ka.
Like, yeah, for
and
sure.
And then, gosh, you watch. Ang dami nangyari during that day. And then you watch something about K-pop. And then, it, all of a sudden, later on, I'm just smiling na. And then I just feel a sense of relief. That's, ganun na siya sa akin, na ang dami-dami na kasing nangyayari sa life. Now that we're older, our problems are also now more mature problems. So, So, having that outlet, that K-pop, that's how it saves me, like literally every day. Mm. And of course, what Ash said, I owe so much of my life to K-pop. Same rin sa dance. Parang equal.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
K-pop and dance is just like...
K-pop and dance.
No. Oh my gosh, yeah. I have
sobra. I owe so much of my life to, you know, just being a fangirl led me to do so many different things. Meet so many people. And this podcast wouldn't be, you know, again, without K-pop.
Yeah, without
and
K-pop.
Through this podcast, one way that K-pop saved me through this podcast is it showed me that, you know, the value of, you know, this is something that we made from ourselves. So it's given me that motivation, that reminder that we can do something like this. Like, if we're able to make something, we're able to make Spill the Soju, you know, all the listeners that say that they enjoy our content and all of that. I'm like, wow, we never
touch people. Wow.
Exactly.
We
so
touch people.
Yeah. So that's how it saved me. Na parang it gave me, you know, oh my gosh, I never thought we'd be podcasters. But here we are.
And yeah. It's for sure.
sobrang grabe yung K-pop na sa akin na shocks the number of times. Mm-hmm. The number of times talaga. So next, Ash, how's K-pop saved you?
How K-pop saved me, probably I think I said this before, I don't know where, probably here. I don't know where. But as someone who is in a healthcare profession, studying to become a healthcare professional, I'm working so hard for many years to learn how to heal people.
Oh.
But K-pop's the one that's that heals me. So there's that dynamic.
Mm.
Of course, Ate Chelsea and Ate Katie know that I recently went through a very hard time of my life.
Yes.
Like, I was in, like, I think was the lowest point of my life.
Mm.
And I remember a very specific thing that I did after talking to my parents.
Stop! Wala akong tissue sa kwarto ko.
Anyway. Like, after talking to my parents about the certain problem and things like that, I remember when they left me alone, I would cover myself under my blanket. And the first thing I did was listen to my comfort song from my comfort group. And I just cried it out. So, and after listening to that song, I felt a little bit better for sure. But that song felt like an embrace without asking for it.
Mm. Mm.
And oh my god, I didn't expect to cry today. Oh my gosh.
It's okay. I have
class tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also similar to what Ate Chelsea said, like, when you look at them and you know what they've been through and you see what they've accomplished and what they're doing with their life, you would just think, oh my gosh, I want that for myself. And it's also because of the fact that you, like all of us, we see ourselves in them. Because they resonate with us. So they're like a reflection of ourselves. And when there's that misalignment, like they have something that we want but we don't have, it actually pushes you to get that for yourself. So like we've always been saying, like they are such a huge inspiration. They comfort us. They're a huge source of strength. And yeah, that's how K-pop saved us. I know also a lot of us, the three of us, we had dreams of becoming exactly like them.
Yeah.
But the older that we got, we were able to redirect those dreams, those passions into something else that we can make for ourselves, that something that's unique to us.
Mm.
So, yeah, like all this time, they're not teaching us to be exactly like them, but us being engaging in K-pop and with our idols, it's teaching us to use what we learn from this encounter and apply it to your life. So yeah.
Ganda.
Yeah,
go, Kay.
Okay, they're
it's okay, she's crying. Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay.
No!
It's okay.
Apologizing.
It's been so long since you cried on the podcast. It's about time.
Do people miss it? I mean, I cry again.
Don't apologize. Super valid naman. And yeah, for me, what Chelsea and Ashley said. What they said.
Reblog.
Yeah, reblog. Pero, kasi for me, very strong ang wording na saved. Parang...
Mm.
I don't normally use it unless I have to. Parang, kasi nga, I don't want to be dependent sa K-pop. Which, I know other people, it depends sa tao naman. Ako naman, I love it so much, and I am in denial na I'm depending on K-pop, so I try to convince myself that I'm not dependent on K-pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When gets, clearly...
gets, girl.
Yeah, so, like what Ashley went through, I also went, yeah. Me and Ashley actually like went through something
similar really things, yeah.
Similar things at almost around the same time. No, no, no. Nauna si Ash.
Nauna si Ash.
Yeah, nauna si Ash.
Yeah. Then after a few months, at the
pero hindi niya halata kasi hello. Kami pa ba? Char. Pero yeah. See, this is me laughing it off. Pero and that was really like a very hard place. I was really in a hard place. But more than that, there was another time back when I was not here in the Philippines. I was in the US where I really found myself at a very low point. That I would say would be my lowest point nung wala ako dito sa Pilipinas. And like what Ashley did, I had this comfort album. And it wasn't a playlist for me. It was an album. It was 17's an ode album. And medyo sad. Actually, two albums yon. You Made My Dawn, tsaka An Ode. The 2019 releases of 17 became my comfort songs. And honestly, I feel kind of sad now that I think about it, because I usually associate music, like the things I listen to what's happening with my life at the current moment. So since I was sad at that time, whenever I listened to those songs, sobrang it made me happy. It healed me. It, you know, it comforted me. But now when I listen back to it, I remember the bad things. Not because of the songs. Because at that time I was yun yung go-to songs ko, and every time I would listen to them, it makes me happy. But now whenever I listen to those albums, I remember yung lowest point ko. So I kind of feel bad now whenever I listen to them. I can't listen to them the same way I did. Parang ganun. Yeah. And you know, the way I said before na parang K-pop is an escape. What I meant by that is parang yun nga, like it's an escape from reality na what Chelsea said na parang when things get hard sa work, when things get hard sa school, you need an outlet, which that's synonymous to what I mean by escape. So parang whenever there's just something going on na parang you just really need something to comfort you, K-pop is the escape that I look for. Then how it saved me in a way is yun nga, same with Ash, na parang it has impacted my life so much that even that as in sobrang daming nangyari and opportunities. I have done so much in my life solely because I like K-pop. So first thing, like what Chelsea said, dancing. I didn't start dancing. If it wasn't for K-pop, I wouldn't have started dancing. I wouldn't have met Chelsea. I wouldn't have met Ashley. If I didn't like K-pop, I wouldn't have I wouldn't have wanted to travel. And that's my course now. I mean, that was what I graduated at. And now I love traveling because I also want to go to the places that my idols went to. Parang ganon. Yung mga, those small things. It's just, K-pop has shaped me in a way na hindi siya directly, na parang, oh, this idol was the one that made me this person. Parang it's because of my like for it or... yung nga, inspired me to like dancing, inspired me to like traveling. And oh my gosh, if you like, I just want to be very thankful of K-pop because of all the opportunities that I'm receiving right now.
Talaga.
Because of my like for K-pop. Yeah. So gosh, I just now, even this year alone, because I like K-pop and I'm getting so many opportunities because of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how K-pop saved me and my bank account.
Tama.
pero seryoso. Parang I guess that's how K-pop saved me, and I'm very, 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 very
K-pop definitely brought the three of us so many opportunities, or at least even the skills. Also the skills to reach opportunities that we never thought we would have. So it doesn't have to be directly you know, yeah. like K-pop gave me this and I was able to reach this. Well, sometimes yeah. it is, but most of the time, it's our experience with K-pop yeah. and what we got from it that yes. we were able to apply it everywhere yeah. everywhere else. Because like, a lot, like for sorry, example... Sorry.
Sabihin ko lang, who would have thought? Well, who would have thought? Would have shops. Like, who would have thought? Yes. I mean, Chelsea kasi entrepreneur. Pero kami ni Ashley, yeah, parang exactly. never naman na in our heads to think about selling yeah. stuff.
Like, yeah. if I were to give a very specific example, a lot of people, whenever we had dance trainings, a lot of people would commend me because of my fast pickup.
Yeah.
But do you know where I learned that?
That's K-pop.
Following K-pop covers.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, pero iba talaga yung pickup.
Iba talaga
pickup ni Ash.
I don't think it's just because of K-pop.
I think you're just really very good
It's just Ash.
Okay, kasi naman kami rin naman, Chelsea, ilang taon na kami sumasayaw.
No, but also, okay, let me, also a very specific example as well. Because K-pop, and of course, it's a very human industry, I get to, well, you know,
joke lang.
Well, humans who are treated like robots, but anyway, but you know, like I get to see different types of people, how they cope and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I get to apply it as a healthcare worker, as a healthcare professional, because of course we are handling people. We are handling, you know, their life. And if you do not know who the person you are caring for, like if you don't know who they are, how they cope, like for example, how they cope with pain, how they cope with their mental health and everything like that, their well-being, it's very specific to each person and you need to know their behaviors and things like that. And K-pop, you know, allowed me to really dive deeper into that, help me become more observant. And yeah, and also this podcast, like literally this podcast made me a better speaker and a copywriter. I even had to be a graphic designer for this podcast. Yes. And I was
like, she's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, tama. And it's, again, so all of that. And what I would want us to answer next is, all of that being said, what can you say to those who still see K-pop fangirling, fanboying as immature?
I just want to say that I'm so happy to meet you, Char. No, I just want to say na ayoko makita kayo in 2 years time, ha? No, oh my gosh. No, because we were talking about that before. Yung mga nagbubully sa amin nung high school kami, andito na bigla, gugulat na lang kami.
Oh my gosh.
Bugs.
Kigi, gugulat na lang kami. Mic drop. No, pero, jokes aside, pero, I meant that.
Hindi yung joke.
Sobrang bitter. Okay, jokes aside, what can I say about those that try nyo muna to look, I mean, to hear out the opinions or where we K-pop fans are coming from. Kasi, yun nga, surface level kasi, very, mukha talaga siyang, ano lang, mukha lang talaga siyang pang pass ng time and pang ano. And, you know, medyo, may reputation, I guess. May bad reputation sometimes. But again, nage-generalize tayo as a whole community because of that, sadly. But yeah, if you have friends who are K-pop fans and you don't understand, but you're willing to understand, ask them muna where they're coming from and why are they K-pop fans. And you can ask them politely. So I think they'll answer you in a very... Yes. No manner, smart, wise manner.
Smart, wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Very similar to Ate KD. Take time to sit down and talk with one.
Yeah.
You'll meet us. talk to us, you know.
Listen to us. Have,
yeah, listen to us. Listen to this podcast, you know. Yeah. or to K-pop fans, you know, send this to someone. Yeah. Send this to someone who is calling you immature.
Share this episode. Yeah,
share this episode to someone who calls your fangirling immature or your love for K-pop immature. But aside from that, I guess one tip I could give you if you don't want to listen to this podcast or don't want to talk to someone, think about something that you love so much. Think about what you are interested in, that you have a lot of passion and a lot of opinions and perspectives about, that you cannot imagine leaving your life, or something that you feel deeply about. Think about that. That is K-pop for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So just, it's simply just putting yourselves in our shoes, or at least changing your perspective that what K-pop is to us is probably what is the most important thing to you, So something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. For me, I would, after everything, I would say it literally saves lives. So sometimes I am guilty of sometimes judging fans na grabe naman to, sobra naman to, ganon. But I always back it up with like, oh wait, stop thinking that way. Maybe this group, this idol just really means so much to this person that saved this person in so many ways.
Yes, but not the sassings. The sassings,
but not the sassings.
Oh yeah,
they're not
different.
Yeah,
they're a different story. They're not part of this.
I also remember
because naman sassings then they don't
obsession.
Naman ganon yung ano?
They don't see them as humans.
So actually also I remember why I also wrote this. It's because I saw a clip from a drama called Heavenly Idol. I didn't watch the drama. I just saw a scene on Twitter wherein there was this girl who was having such a horrible day. Like sobrang bad. She was down in the dumps and
Is this the one where he gave the assign?
This idol, this part of an idol group, rookie idol group, just went up to her, saw her and say, "Oh hi, this is a ticket to our fan sign. Here's our album, here's our sign. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Don't forget to go there tomorrow. Don't forget, we also have a music video, like this, like that." So parang ako, oh shucks, to put it simply, sometimes for fans who are talagang di na talaga, alam mo yun, doon na lang talaga sila kumakapit. For a lot of people, like, I have, you know, they're releasing something tomorrow. So I have to be there tomorrow.
Yes.
Yung ganun,
I have to wake up another day.
I have to see this. I have to go here. Parang in a way that saves lives. I realize. Yes. They, just having something to look forward to can mean so much for a person. And most of the time, that's what K-pop can offer as well. So, dami na nangyayari ngayon. Wala ka pang maano. So, ayun siya. Like, it's so much deeper than that. So, ayun. For the fans naman who are listening, what can they take away from this episode?
Can they take away?
I guess it's the validation. It's the reassurance that, you know, what you're getting yourself into, it's fun. It's comforting. You don't have to feel guilty.
If
you make it fun for yourself. Like, you know, we always say this in the podcast. The K-pop's supposed to add substance to your life. It's not supposed to be your life. And there's really no set rules for it. You know, you do you, but you do you responsibly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah
it's really just knowing that you have a community, a whole community here for you. You have this whole so much to look forward to, and you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel bad about spending like 2 to 3 hours just watching a variety show or something, because in a way that really heals your soul, you know, that's going, you know, gonna keep your happy hormones up, and that's always a good thing. That's always a healthy thing. So yeah.
Yeah. for those listening to us, yeah, same with Ash na parang be validated. Be validated if you guys are feeling...
We're here to validate
be
you.
Validated. Be validated.
Validate you.
Yung energy nila. De, pero, if you're feeling like, yun nga parang, if you ever got, yung natatanong ka kung ano bang ginagawa mo, parang if you feel like, you're not supposed to be here. Just remember how it makes you feel, and remember that you will find people that, I mean, within the community that will be a safe space for you. We can be your safe space if you want.
Yes, yeah.
So, we're just here. Don't hesitate to send us messages at all. Open naman ang DMs namin palagi. No. Your atis are here. Your K-pop atis are here. And if medyo parasocial yung feeling natin, feeling nyo sa amin, since parasocial din yung feeling natin with our idols, you will meet friends then. Don't worry.
Yes.
And you can share with them and talk to them about stuff. So, yun lang. Don't feel sad. Ano, just enjoy again. Just enjoy your K-pop life. Your fangirling life. So,
Yes. Actually, that's it. That's what I want them to take away. That don't ever, you know, degrade your fangirling for just, you know, if anyone makes you feel otherwise, you know, it's still your life, your happiness that you're in control of. So, ayun. I you know, let's just end it there. Longer episode today.
Yeah.
We really, you know, dig deep into our thoughts today.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, thank you so much for, if you're here, still here listening, thank you for making it this far. Let us know what you thought about the episode by sharing it on our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram, at STSPodPH on Twitter, Gmail, Telegram, wherever, everything's linked down below. That's all the time we have for this week. And thank you.
Thank
you. See you in the next one. Bye.
See you. Bye. See you guys.